What is the mindset that activates the light of the Creator? What is the mindset that activates the light? Why being a second-hander is a real deactivator of the light? When I say the light, I mean inside and outside. The inner light is the spirit. The outer light? Is there anything outer, or your access to the light is entirely from within? I don't know. I do know what deactivates it or keeps it off. Most of the people on planet Earth are second-handers. Chances are that you are too. It is important to mention that the world of second-handers also includes the self-sacrificing, the selfless, the do-gooder, the moocher and the looter. They comprise 99.99999% of society, with only the 1,000 producers living outside of this paradigm. They earn their light. Government is part of this world, any and all government. Education, churches, all part of this world. So if you are there, you are normal. No matter how special you fancy yourself. Even some of the people that have been able to connect to Source for a long time live a second-hander's life. It is comfortable and requires no courage of you. No effort. No stepping over your shadow. What is there is either comfort, or fear of getting killed for being different. This fear is one of the most potent enforcers of this world. The world of the Matrix, you could say. I know, I obeyed it, this fear, for long decades. So who is a second-hander? According to Ayn Rand, as expressed in The Fountainhead, and in Atlas Shrugged. A second-hander is someone who leaves the decisions about life, and other important matters to another or to circumstances. They give up their right to thinking their own thoughts, and give up the right to fully generate their own life. Truthfully, if you want to live in the United States of America, you need to be a second-hander, unless you have the fighting spirit, the life force strong enough in you to do your own work. Do your own thinking. Make your own choices. You have been doing fairly well without any of that, so why would you want to change it now, right? Well, if you have been satisfied and happy with your life, then by all means, leave this site and continue doing what you have been doing or not doing. If you just want to opinionate about me, about the method, and about all that, you have the right to do that, I can't throw you out. But you are not welcome. This site is not for you. In fact, it is of no use to you. But if you have been dealing with a sense that there is more to life than what you have been dealt, if you have a sense that you could do more, be more, have more, then this site may be for you. But, and there is an important but, you can't be, do, and have more inside the slavish and slothful ways of the second-hander. It is the safe and dead way of billions, and staying there, effectively cuts off your light. I mean the light from Source. Why? Because, in your attempt to become more, where you need to put yourself in the physical position to connect to Source, or your human spirit, you need to have a certain mindset, and that mindset is not compatible with being a second-hander. That mindset is called the expanding mindset. It is a mindset that asks for the light in a particular way. Let me take it apart. Element number one, the mindset needs to be non-competing. Meaning, you can't ask for something to beat your competition. In fact, the mindset of scarcity, which is at the root of competition, the either you or me deactivates your light switch. The racket's main move. Element number two, the light that you receive needs to be intended for expanding. Expanding your view, expanding your playing field, expanding life itself. You already have enough light for survival. For existing. You may be slothful and don't do your part to earn it in the world, but it is available. It's called the surrounding light. It's like the air. You can have it. And it helps you to survive. The same with water. The water you drink is enough to help you survive, but not enough to live a great life. Your cells will need coherent water. But it takes humility and work to make it, to keep it up. Humility. You may have lust for luxuries and stuff that titillates the senses, or stuff shows others how successful you are, but it will require no expansion on your part to have it. Why would Source not be interested in financing that? Because it is a desire to receive for the self alone. How do you create a desire that is not for the self alone? After all, what you want is for you? Tricky, isn't it? It seems to mean that you can't have what you want unless you give it away, right? No, it isn't how it is. Instead of following the party line where you need to be a do-gooder, a charitable person, a donor, a helper, a missionary, or something like that, you need to partner up with Source. Make sure Source also gets what Source wants. A few years ago, I had a Kabbalah teacher who was pushing all his students to become high achievers. He kept on saying, "You must partner up with the Creator. You need to ask the Creator to work with you and be a partner in the enterprise you are building." It confounded me. It actually paralyzed me. I felt like I cannot have what I want, that I have to build something really big that would be worth the creator's time and effort. Of course, at the time I didn't know that the Kabbalah teachers were second-handers, that they repeated what they'd heard, without having an understanding or a vehicle to really know what the words meant. This is the problem with ancient texts. You cannot be sure that one interpretation is better than the other. After all, even today, if I say something, there are many ways to interpret it. But you can ask me to clarify, because I am not dead yet. And if I am still able to think, and if I still agree with what I said minutes, hours, days, months, years earlier, then I will try to clarify what I said. I will be honored that you considered what I said important enough to comprehend it fully. After all, who knows what the biblical Moses meant, what he misunderstood, what the thousands of scholars misunderstood. The Kabbalists say the Old Testament is written in code. Why would they say that? Because the Bible looks like, sounds like a story? But if it is really code, then it needs to be interpreted, and here we are again. People interpret everything from the tree of knowledge, the knowledge that got us where we are. In the case of Christianity, what Jesus said, then disciples misunderstood, misinterpreted, changed it to make more sense to them. Then the church rewrote that, then your priest or minister chooses how to understand it by the tree of good and evil. What Jesus said has gone through 15 or so rewrites. What is left doesn't contain the spirit of the original speaker at all. You see, we live in a world of second-handers telling second-handers what is true, what is right, what works and what doesn't. Except for those 1,000 or so people who connect to the source of it all. And they think for themselves. What about all the mystics, all the gurus, all the people who you are learning from? As far as I can tell, they don't connect to source. They may connect to some man-made dimensions, like the fourth plane. Like the fifth plane. Like the sixth plane. But mostly they tune into the tree of knowledge. You have the tools. I am giving you the mindset here. So go and connect. Become a first-hander. But most people don't. They tune into the collective knowledge, the tree of knowledge, and pick out an interpretation that looks good to them. Preferably something comfortable that justifies their way of living. My interpretation was that the Creator wanted me to do something big, otherwise it wouldn't lend me its support. Now it is years later. I am able to consult Source, and the Tree of Life. Today my interpretation is radically different, so radically that it won't make sense to most people. Here it is, Source experiences through you. Source expresses itself through you. The more experiences you have, the more excited Source is, the higher you get on its light distribution list. Even a half-successful connection will alert it to give you light, to push you. Because from that light you get, Source will get back what it wants, more experience. Because you are expanding. Expanding yourself, expanding your playing field, expanding the world where you can look, expanding your vessel. And Source rejoices. Having three cars in the garage doesn't expand your vessel. But trying new things, learning new skills, being on the cutting edge of knowledge does. Second-handers want to survive, and they want second-hand light. Third-hand light. They want someone else's light. Unless, of course, they connect, diligently, with the mindset that they want to channel that light into their life force, so it can grow and give them enough energy, enough courage, enough desire to expand. For Source it is all about expanding. And if you want to be in vibrational harmony with Source, with life, you need to put expanding on the top of your list. That is to say, abandon being a second-hander. So how would you start? My suggestion will surprise you. You can start with a project of energizing your water to coherence, and drink it. It will add energy that you sorely need. No energy, not expansion. No energy? The human spirit is suffering inside you. For most people this is an uncatchable ball, energizing their water to coherence, consistently, and thus raise their energy level. If nothing else, you'll know your chances for success with Source. So, if you already have the Energizer audio, start now. If you are an active buyer of my other products, you can send me a picture of your water and I'll measure its vibration for you. 653 vibration is the level of coherence. On the other hand, if you don't have the Energizer audio, get it. The price includes a month's worth of handholding. You'll need it. I guarantee that without energized water you don't have enough energy to do the work. Do the work of being an expanding human. Level up your energy so you can expand. P.S. If you understand what I am saying in this article, you also see where the law of attraction people are completely and utterly mistaken. They want you to want things for yourself. They tell you that it is your vibration that attracts. But hey, don't know. They are not evil. They are just mistaken. If it is expanding as a person, expanding your world, expanding what you can experience, feel is what is activating the light, then that is what you should do. Driving a better car to the grocery store won't. Cleaning a bigger house won't. Making more money to fritter or hoard won't. Will it? P.P.S. This coming Saturday in the workshop we'll work on what could be the organizing principle for your life, so, 1, you can live a seamless life, 2, so you can live with integrity. So you can love yourself and your life. 3, so you finally be able to rid yourself of the desire to receive for the self alone, and start expanding. You see, desire to receive for the self alone can be looked at as if it were a machine. And when you look at the machine, the invisible machine we have examined 1,000 times on these pages, the racket is a perfect fit for the desire to receive for the self alone. I'll explain it again on Saturday. Be there, or get the recording. Learn how to be an expanding human being.